from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Three men arrested in U.S. for allegedly attempting to help Islamic State. U.S. authorities on Wednesday arrested three foreign nationals living in New York on charges of plotting to support the Islamic State group in Syria and kill President Barack Obama. Ranging in ages from 19 to 30, two of the men were from Uzbekistan and one from Kazakhstan. Attorney Adam Perlmutter is representing one of the suspects.
I think that we have to figure out a different way to approach Muslim men. And again, this is if the allegations are true. I don't know if they're true or not. But if the allegations are as stated, I think that the U.S. government needs to figure out another way to approach Muslim men who may find some attraction to radicalism.
U.S. officials said they first became aware of the three men after one of them made an August 2014 posting on a website that promotes Islamic State. An activist group says the number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria has risen to at least 220. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the fighters captured people during the past 3 days as they took control of 10 villages in Hasaka province. The Islamic State group has targeted religious minorities with kidnappings and killings during its spread across northern Iraq and Syria. Russia is warning Western countries against imposing more sanctions against Moscow, saying such threats show the West is opposed to following through on a truce for eastern Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday called those threats an attempt to deflect attention from the need to follow through on the terms of a ceasefire, which has only recently begun to take hold. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is wrong in his view of recent nuclear talks with Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu told fellow Likud party members that by making concessions to the Iranians, the U.S. and its partners have given up on their commitment to keep Iran from being able to build a nuclear weapon. Secretary Kerry told a congressional hearing that what has been accomplished so far in talks with Iran has actually made Israel safer by stopping Iran from advancing its nuclear program.
So we won't take a backseat to anybody in our commitment to the state of Israel, but he may have a judgment that just may not be correct here. And, you know, let's wait and hear what he says.
The Obama administration is upset that Republican House Speaker John Boehner invited Mr. Netanyahu to speak to a joint meeting of Congress next week. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on a discrimination claim by a Muslim woman who was rejected for a job at a prominent clothing store because she wore a headscarf. Catherine Gibson has more from the Supreme Court.
I was born and raised.
Samantha Eloff, a 17-year-old with a love of fashion, was the perfect fit for a job at clothing store Abercrombie & Fitch, with one exception. She wears a headscarf.
She could not remove her headscarf for a job interview without remaining true to herself, and Abercrombie refused to hire her because she was true to her religious beliefs.
Abercrombie & Fitch argues it did not object to Eloff's headscarf for religious reasons, but because it would not fit in with the company's strict dress code policy for employees.
Thank you all for coming.
The Supreme Court will rule on the case in May. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Following a lawsuit for discrimination, a jury awarded Ms. Eloff $20,000, but an appeals court overturned the verdict. The U.S. Senate has broken a political deadlock that threatened funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Senators voted 98-2 Wednesday to debate and vote on a so-called clean funding bill for the department, one without any other issues attached to it. President Obama, appearing at a nationally televised town hall meeting, discussed the legislation.
We're going to be as aggressive as we can, because not only do we know that the law is on our side, but history is also on our side. And in the meantime, what we said to Republicans is, instead of trying to hold hostage funding for the Department of Homeland Security, which is so important for our national security, fund that and let's get on with actually passing comprehensive immigration reform.
The House of Representatives passed a Homeland Security bill several weeks ago, but it included provisions banning funds to carry out President Obama's immigration policy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.